Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Way Too Frequently Asked Questions podcast. I'm Matt Barbieri from WIS. I can't believe that this is actually the last episode of season one. This has been an interesting journey for me to think about the things that show up at my desk so often and I answer questions for. And I wanted to provide some value to people that are interested in starting a company or, you know, in various walks of doing that. And in exploring what I was going to talk about for the last episode, I realized that there was something that I didn't address. And it's probably because I was using my accounting mind to think of the topics. And this is something that definitely falls outside of accounting, but you could see how it's all just kind of sister cousins. They belong together. And so today we're going to talk about the pitch deck, the fundraising deck, whatever you'd like to call it. And just a question that I get very regularly is, can you review my deck? Can you take a look? And sure thing, I've seen thousands by this point. And there's something that I would say I've become aware of because of my place in the community and dealing with so many investors. You know, the nice part about sitting where I sit is that I get to see both sides of the community. I get, you know, I have many investors as clients and I get to talk to them and get their feedback about what they think. And they also work with a lot of early stage companies and I'm in tune with the way that they're thinking and what they present. And so when I review the decks and you know, first of all, generally they're too long, but that's not what I want to talk about today. Secondarily, they don't contain financial information, which is another thing that I'm not going to talk about today, but you know, they need to contain financial information that tells this investor why this is the best possible place for them to put their money. But what I do want to talk about is a slide that I often get asked to help with, and that is known as the use of funds slide. And this is the slide where, let's just pretend we're going to raise $1 million. You come and you say, this is how we're going to spend $1 million. $100,000 on an engineer, $100,000 on this, $25,000 on this. And I'll get the question like, what do you think of that? And the response is exactly the same that an investor is going to give you, which is, I don't know. I don't know anything about your company. And the problem with the use of funds slide is what it does is say, hey, Matt, I'm playing the part of investor now. I'm going to take your $1 million and this is how I'm going to spend it. That's akin to me showing up and you're pitching me on building a rocket ship because you know I want to go to the moon. And you say, I need $1 million. And I go, great. And you look at me and you go, for $1 million, I'm going to hire an engineer. I'm going to buy some fuel. I'm going to buy some technology pieces that we're going to need to get there, some hardware. We're going to do this. And I look at that and I think as an investor, what the hell am I buying? I don't necessarily care at all how you're going to spend my money. I care about what I'm buying. So in the example that I just gave, let's pretend I have two scenarios in front of me, two companies pitching me to invest, to build a rocket. Company one says, Matt, hire three engineers, do this, hire this person, marketing, all these things we're going to do. And the other company says, Matt, for $1 million, we will have built a pilot scale ship. We will have had 6 test launches. We'll have data on why they worked, why they didn't work. And we'll be able to come back to you at the end of this $1 million and deliver to you the following. The pilot, the study, and a real understanding of what we learned and what we need next. I am, and so many investors are, so much more inclined to invest in that pitch than I am to one who tells me how they're going to spend my money. So when you're preparing your slide deck and you're preparing the use of funds slide, think about turning it completely the other way and challenge yourself to determine, what am I buying? What are you selling me? So sell me a prototype. Sell me a market study of the market. Sell me something that's tangible that I can say, they told me for my $1 million, I was going to buy this. They took my money. They did it. They came back. I got what I paid for. Now they need more money to go to phase two. I am way more interested in making that investment because I know they do what they say they're going to do. They deliver on what they said they were going to deliver. And I bought something that's tangible and measurable here. So that's really all I have to say on the topic of the use of funds slide with respect to the deck. And I spoke specifically about this because it comes up so often in my work with the early stage companies. And I hope that's helpful as you now, you know, navigate through how difficult it is to put that deck together and start your conversation with investors. So that's the way we're closing the first season. I really hope in my heart of hearts that you learned something by listening to this. I piqued your interest in some way or made you aware of something that you weren't previously aware of. I answered a question that you were afraid to ask of somebody else. And when you asked Google, you were unable to get to an answer that got you clarity. And I hope that you look to me for answers to these questions as they come up and you continue your journey. So as always, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, reach out to me, mbarbieri@wist.com, and let's have a great year.